It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Stats Canada is due to release their planted acreage report. This report will come out Friday morning at 7:30. And right now, it looks like it could be a little bit negative on the wheat order, maybe a little bit friendly on the canola order. We'll talk about these numbers after this break.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Ag Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Ag Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Stats Canada is set to release their planted acreage report. This report's going to come out Friday morning at 7:30, and right now it looks like it should be a little bit negative on the wheat order, maybe a little bit friendly on the canola order, mainly because we're looking at canola acres switching over to wheat due to tariffs and trade. Right now, the average trade estimate for wheat acres has all wheat acres at 27.5, which is in line with their March estimate, but above last year's 26.77 million acres. For spring wheat, acres are expected to come in at 19.4, again, pretty much in line with the March estimate, but a little bit ahead of last year's 18.9 million acres. Durum wheat acres are expected to remain pretty static at 6.4. That's what's estimated, and that's what they planted last year. Now, on the canola order, they're looking at, or the estimate has acres coming in at 21.6 million. That's in line with the March estimate, but below last year's 22.01. For soybeans, they're expected to stay pretty static at 5.6 million acres. That's expected, or that's where they were in March. And last year, they planted 5.7 million acres. Barley acres are expected to come in at 6.3, which is in line with both last year and the March estimate. And corn for grain is expected to come in at 3.8. That's in line with the March estimate, but above their last year's number of 3.65. In all, this could be a little bit friendly to the canola market, maybe a little bit negative to spring wheat.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.